And welcome back to Dads on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network and in other parts of the world through our website www.dadsontheair.com.au. In this program, we bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood and masculinity. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, and in the studio with me today is Ken Thompson. And our guest today is Mick Both. Mick is a 41-year-old dad of three beautiful children. He has a background in the military as a jet pilot. But since then, he's taken on some more dangerous work in that he's actually got involved in cooking for his kids. And he's produced a wonderful book called Cooking for Kids by Dads. In this book, we learn some simple things that dads can do when they suddenly find themselves in the position of having to cook for the family. So, Mick, your book, Cooking for Kids by Dads, it's got a great cover, wonderful pictures. What drove you to, well, what was your motivation in writing this book?
Well, I mean, pretty much, you know, when I was, found myself separated and with my military background, I could cook, couldn't cook, but I could clean, I could iron, I could do everything in the house for my kids, but I couldn't cook. So I needed to start, and, you know, like all good men, called my mum and said, "Mum, how do I cook?" And she said, "Well, start with spaghetti bolognese," and off we went from there.
And, I know the feeling, yes.
I couldn't cut an onion, and I had to call during the recipe and say, "How do I cut an onion?" You know, so I just had to start from the basics. Now, instead of being angry, instead of being, you know, upset with my position, I decided to do something about it. I thought, well, if I don't know what to do, then there's got to be a lot of other men like me that are in the same boat.
And did you look to see what was already available in the market? Did was there anything like what you're looking for?
Well, no. And you know, knowing a lot of other men, they, you know, they'd go and buy this and buy that, you know, take away, you know, roasted chickens, this and that, whatever, but it wasn't suitable. It wasn't really a simple meal if you go and spend money. I mean, the kids won't remember what you bought for them, but they'll remember the time and effort they spent as well in the kitchen in preparing a meal. So all I'm advocating is, you know, that food can be done cheaply, done in a healthy way, and at a low cost.
Hey, Mick, my son will certainly remember a lot of the meals I cooked for him, and I just wish I'd had your book 4 or 5 years ago.
So, well, it's been trial and error, and, you know, the book took several years to create, and I had many, many kitchens all over the country just trying out the recipes on kids. So if the kids liked it, it's all good. A lot of it seems, you know, kind of like junk food in a way. Like, you know, we do hamburgers and we do Parmesanas, we do all sorts of pasta, whatever. But in a way, when the kids get involved, it's good. And if you're like me, where, you know, you've got limited time with your children, it has to be quick. So it has to be a meal that you can not just fuss over, like on the TV, they take hours to prepare these amazing dishes, but it just has to be healthy food that's cooked quickly.
Yeah, I agree with that. If I can get something done in about 10 minutes, I'm feeling really, really quite confident with myself.
Well, that's right. And I mean, some things, you know, you can take the time and effort to prepare prior, and then just, you know, when the kids are there, then off you go.
So, Mick, you've dedicated the book to your three children. Were they test tube dummies at some stage, some with the big failures? Are they also memorable?
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of recipes that didn't make it, but, you know, the ones that they judged 7 and above got into the book. So, and now they are the favourites from the book. And what's quite cool, because, you know, they've grown up through this thing in the last 3 years, and, you know, now, you know, my daughter, who's now 13 and in high school, you know, says, "Well, Dad, I want to make this one." And so, you know, now she sort of does a bit in the kitchen, and even my youngest son, who's 9, helps out a bit. "Dad, I want this one. I want to do that. Can I help you with this?" And so, you know, what it's done, and I think it's true with every family, you know, food brings a family together. And, you know, when you sit around a table together, you bond. You talk about the day. And, you know, food is a way, I think, for a dad to express his love for his children.
And there's no need for a dad to be frightened about anything in your book. I mean, I think you've even got some basics like how to boil eggs, which...
Absolutely. I mean, like I said at the start, you know, Mum said spaghetti bolognese and I couldn't cut an onion. Mum, the recipe says dice an onion. I can't do it. And we have to start from the basics. And it's like every sort of drill that I've done in the military. You've just got to start. Like this, do that. And, you know, with those basics then, you build. And like I said, you know, now I'm experimenting with lentils and all sorts of crazy vegetarian stuff and whatever. But kids like it, I'll keep serving it.
Well, in some ways, perhaps your training in the military did give you a good background for this, because I think you quote the motto of the Air Force is adapt and overcome.
Correct. Per adjua ad astra.
So when you suddenly find yourself without the mother, perhaps, and without the person who's usually been responsible for all the cooking while you've been off earning a living, it is a time to adapt, isn't it?
Well, it is. I think as men, you know, we grow up with these familiar role models that, you know, we're supposed to do, you know, all the providing and whatever. But, you know, I think that men are just as capable of having that nurture role and that caring role as well. I mean, we're all human. You know, everyone's the same. And, you know, what I see on the media with domestic violence, which I absolutely abhor, come on, guys, wake up.
Mm. Do you find there's any conflict between, you know, this macho role as a jet pilot and putting an apron on and cooking?
Not at all. In fact, it's fun. You know, it's like, you know, I've trained to do many, many things that, you know, many people won't do in their life. But really, I think the biggest reward is when you can, you know, take that off and not be, you know, the soldier and actually go and, you know, be a parent, you know. I mean, children need a father and a mother, sure, but, you know, what they need is good parenting. And if we can just soften ourselves as men a little bit and give back to our children what they need when they're with us, if you're a father that's alone, then they'll come back to you. I mean, all we're trying to do is actually grow up adults. They're not children for very long. But what we need is a relationship for the rest of our lives.
I like the emphasis you do put on the family getting together, and I presume that extends to no mobile phones, no electronic equipment at the dinner table?
Absolutely, no way. No, I mean, we talk about the day. You know, traditional, you know, family table, we talk about the day. That's it.
And it just provides that perfect background, doesn't it, if you can all tuck into a meal together?
Absolutely, and you know, with them getting a bit older now, they help out, and it's kind of surprising, really. I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, you know, these children are so well behaved, and what did I do? But I was consistent, that's all, and invited them to be involved with, you know, the day to day stuff.
We might just have a short break. Mick, you asked us to play a song for you. I wonder if you could tell us what that song is and why you picked it.
Okay, so it's Straight Ahead. Because, look, pretty much there's one direction, not left, not right, straight ahead. So, you know, when there's that fork in the road, then just go straight ahead. You know, power on, be true to yourself. Just don't deviate, you know, just do what you do, do it well.
Okay, so this is Tube and Burger featuring Chrissy Hynde and the song called Straight Ahead. Yeah. that was Tubenberger featuring Chrissy Hynde singing a song straight ahead, specially chosen for us by Mick Both, who is our guest today. And Mick has written a book called Cooking for Kids by Dads, and it's a glossy, almost a magazine-type book, but it's got pictures that make you hungry just looking at them, and very simple instructions on how any of us, even the most maladapted person to the kitchen, can get in there and start cooking healthy meals for their children. So we're getting a vote of approval here from some single dads. So, Mick, and what's the reaction been from dads?
Well, actually, really positive. You know, what we're doing now is organising a lot of kitchens around the country again, but actually doing training sessions. And there's a lot of schools now that have the Stephanie Alexander kitchen, you know, sort of set up, and they've got, you know, herbs growing, etc., in a garden at the primary school. And these facilities are available all over the country. And what we're trying to do is actually teach men in sessions basic stuff. And so every guy gets his, well, and ladies too. Actually, we've had a lot of feedback from women. They think it's great too, because there's a lot of busy women out there that sort of miss the basics like I did. But, you know, what we're doing is actually showing people and demonstrating. And the feedback's been brilliant. You know, I mean, it's, the, you know, the book's not perfect yet. It was supposed to be like a Haynes manual, that is, pictures of every step. And, you know, we're trying to release a new version coming up that will just do that. On top of that, too, we've got cleaning for kids by dads. And that's another message again. I mean, you know, I've had the fortunate you know, history of actually being taught how to iron, like this, do that. But washing, like this, do that. You know, cleaning the floors, you know, cleaning bathrooms, cleaning toilets. And we want to do the same thing, because I think the simple things often are really missed.
It would be very useful in intact families as well, because the I'm sure the mothers would appreciate dad cooking a meal from time to time. And as you say, getting involved in the cleaning, all this is all good bonding stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we've had a lot of that. You know, a lot of couples have come back and said, well, you know, we're busy people, and you know, your food's basic, and we can do that in a time that means that you pick up the kids from school, you give them a snack, you do the homework, dinner's done.
And you mentioned in the book, in fact, I think the foreword is written by the chief executive of DIDS, Dads in Distress. What was your involvement with DIDS?
Well, you know, very early on, you know, I was pretty lost. And like everyone that's sort of in a position where they say, well, you know, what am I going to do now? You know, you look for resources, you look, you know, for friends and family. But, you know, friends and family don't want to hear the same message repeated. And there's some brilliant services in this country to support fathers that find themselves in that position. And so I called DIDS and told them my story, told them about, you know, what I wanted to do, and they put me up for a lot of things. So, you know, they put me on a current affair, and, you know, I was in the newspaper because of them, because of, you know, this whole thing of just trying to, well, cook, do something basic, you know, learn what I missed in life. You know, DIDS, unfortunately, like a lot of, you know, these groups that support good people are really lacking in funding. And they put me up, they supported my ideas, and in turn, you know, I support them and just wish that, you know, things were different under current budgets and whatever. I mean, there's a lot of people missing out with the funding from the government at present.
Yes, we are great supporters of DIDS and their chief executive, Barry Guidra, in this program, and we can only keep our fingers crossed that the government sees fit to keep the funding going, because it's not a great amount in any case, but it does an enormous amount of good work for the men in our community.
Well, it does indeed, because, you know, they save men daily.
Yeah, very true.
And, you know, these are the men that therefore can go and move on, and you don't see on the news, you know, committing horrible crimes. These are the men that have sought help and need it. But these groups need funding, full stop.
Okay, so Mick, coming back to your book again, do you have a favourite recipe that you can point us to?
I actually really like like my it's like a bolognese, but it's got salami and olives, and so it's like a bit of a, you know, like a restaurant sort of spaghetti bog, and oh, kids love it, So it's a good meal.
Look, spaghetti bolognese has been a favourite in this country for a long time, I think. And,
well, you know, it's quick and simple, but, you know, just exchange the mincemeat for, you know, for some salami, ham and some olives with lots of fresh herbs, and the kids will just eat it, and you just think, well, it's a bit upmarket, you know.
And in on page 29, you talk about adding greens. You know, I presume that means you like a lot of different colours to go with you in your meals generally.
Recipe, there's the whole tip for sneaky vegetables, and you know, some kids really hard to feed vegetables too, so if there's any way to sneak something in, then you will. And you know, often, I mean, I use fresh herbs in every meal I make, and you know, that's not hard to do, grow some herbs, but it just adds a bit more flavour, but it's also with the sneaky vegetables and the greens, you've got to give it to the kids. If they're reluctant to eat, well, give them something they will eat, but something that also has a bit of what they need as well.
And I think you suggest that there could even be a challenge or a bake-off, because I must admit I was thinking of challenging you on the spaghetti bolognese. It's one of my better efforts, I think. Even before I got your book, I felt pretty confident about that. So
well,
is that
long as it's tomato-y.
Is that going to be a way of getting it out into the men too, like to spur their competitive instincts?
Absolutely, and it is the way it's been, because, you know, when we did the reviews, you know, with the kids around the country, you know, putting in their votes, a lot of the guys that were cooking were like, well, no, mine's better than yours, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. And, you know, I mean, that's just blokes in general. You know, we're always going to be competitive. But, you know, friendly competition's brilliant, because, you know, I learn a great deal too. And the tips that you get from other people in that competition can be really good for your own kitchen recipes. I mean, the book has pages and pages of notes, because if there's something you want to change, then make the note, keep it. The sad thing is that I often use my own book to cook.
I've got a question. Are all the ingredients in your book easy to come by? I mean, can you just go to the local supermarket or the local grocery store and pick these things up? Or
absolutely.
Do you have to go to
special
stores?
All the measures are based on what is available in the standard container size. So you just need a jar of this, can of that for, you know, for whatever. I mean, if you're using, you could dice your own tomatoes, sure, but otherwise use a can of diced tomatoes that come in 425 grams. It has to be, because time is of the essence, because you don't want to spend a long time cooking when really you want to get the homework done, involve yourself with the children and play with them, talk to them, spend time with them. You know, the family meal is really important, but don't be stuck in the kitchen when they're off doing something else.
And we're speaking with Mick Both, the author of Cooking for Kids by Dads, which should be widely available. Now, Mick, I'm interested too that you don't put much of an emphasis on dessert. So that's to keep the sugar levels down, I presume?
Absolutely. I believe that sugar is a poison in a way. I believe that, you know, a lot of kids have been misdiagnosed with all these disorders and whatever just because they're on sugar highs. You know, I've seen some kids' lunches and they're just full of packets, full of salt, full of sugar. So we just don't need it. Eliminate it. They don't actually need dessert. There's enough sugar in everything we eat. Now, if I do dessert, it's normally a fruit salad.
Yeah. That's a good, healthy option. I think my mother used to always say when I complained that I was hungry, just go and eat a piece of fruit.
That's all.
Yep.
And there's enough sugar in that too, but, you know, that's the sort of sugar that the body should process.
This is a great book. It's a very practical book. It's been described as a blokey book in one way, but it's really hands-on. It starts at a level where we can all understand and actually gets into some really delicious meals, judging by the photographs. Don't read this book on an empty stomach. Mick, we'd want to thank you for coming on the program today in your book, Cooking for Kids by Dads, by Mick Both, that's B-O-T-H. Mick, we ask our guests to pick a song. I wonder if you could tell us what song to go out on is and why you picked it.
The song is by Naturally Seven. It's called Broken Wings. You know, as a pilot, when I left the Air Force, I felt, oh, sad. But, you know, flying is like a metaphor. And I think for all men finding themselves in a situation that they want to fix, you know, take these broken wings and fly again.
It's a great message. So this is Broken Wings by Naturally 7.
So leave those others behind. It's a new day. Cause yesterday you were blind. It's not a mystery or a secret to keep. Cause we won't sleep.
In a little while we're gonna be free. In a little while it'll be just you and me. Moving far from here. Leaving all I can.
Cause we won't sleep.
Wait a minute now. Now I don't think I'm that strong to do it by myself. I need somebody else. And you say, take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
It's not a mystery, cause we won't sleep.
In a little while, I'll be moving on. In a little while, I'll be heading for the sun. Feelings warm embrace. When I leave this place,
cause we won't sleep.
Wait a minute now, I forgot how to fly. Wait a minute now.
And that was Broken Wings by Naturally 7. We'd love to hear from any of our listeners. So just go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, send us an email and we'll be in touch. If you would like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, and you can get some more information on this great new book, Cooking for Kids by Dads. So that's it for this week. We'd like to especially thank our guest, Mick Both. Thank you, Mick, for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
And we'll talk to you all again next week.